You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
indoors is the best place to be on this gloomy, blustery, snowy day here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse living room.
I'm in the mood for a good old-fashioned game of hide-and-seek. Who's in?
Sounds good to me, Jack.
Sam?
I'm in.
All right.
Yeah. On one condition.
What's that?
No rules.
I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta have some rules.
Okay.
All right, rule number one. The seeker can't be a peeker.
Yeah, no peeking.
And you gotta count to 100, too.
And no hiding in the cellar. Mom and Dad said it's not safe to run up and down the stairs when we're playing games.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be the seeker. Okay, you guys go hide. And don't forget the rules.
My folks won't let me stay up all night watching TV. Why I can't see makes no sense to me. Lots of chores I've got to do. No dessert till dinner's through. Yeah, it seems like every day I can hear my parents say, young child, you just cannot run wild. Don't you know? Don't you know there are rules?
Got to be rules. Yeah, yeah. Got to be rules. Yeah, yeah.
At school, my teacher tells me that I must be on time, as if it's a crime to run behind. Do your homework, she demands. When to speak, then raise your hand. Yeah, it seems like every day I can hear my teacher say, oh, oh, oh.
Rules.
You know there's got to be rules.
Got to be rules.
You know there's got to be rules. Hey, said got to be, got to be, got to be. Let me tell you, young child, you just cannot run wild. Don't you know? Don't you know there are rules?
Hey, there's got to be rules.
Are you ready? I spell rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready? I spell rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Rules can be frustrating.
Rules
can be irritating. Sometimes I wanna say, I. Sometimes I wanna say, basketball. He never played it at all. He started kicking the ball. I got the ball and I got free. I dribbled it. He tackled me. Never thought I'd see the day when I'd be the one to say,
got to be rude.
Hey,
oh, oh, oh.
child, you just cannot run wild. Don't you know? Don't you know there are rules? Hey, there's got to be rules. Hey, yeah. There's got to be rules. Hey, I said there's got to be rules. Rules. Oh, yeah, I said there's got to be rules. Yeah! 55,
56.
A song from Vitamin L.
7. 58,
Sam, 60, what are you doing? 64, I'm changing my clothes. 62, that way Steve won't recognize me.
64,
I'll wear something he'd never expect to see me in.
I
don't know. I think I'm just going to hide in the closet, keep it simple. Have it your way, but we'll see who gets found first. I'm the king of disguise. No one finds me.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I've never ever been found yet. People give up looking for me, thinking I've vanished into thin air.
80.
Shh, Polly.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
vanish.
Spelling, please.
V-A-N-I-S-H.
Definition, please.
Verb, to disappear or become invisible. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are evaporate.
The heat has made this puddle go away.
Or vaporize. Sentence, please.
Howdy, folks. This is Pete from Pete's Sneaker Store. And when customers buy my shoes and make them vanish off the shelves, I get a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
How'd you know where I was, Steve?
Well, I saw Polly sitting outside the closet door just staring at it.
Polly!
Okay, now I gotta find Sam.
Shh! Did you hear that?
What?
I heard something down the cellar. Listen.
Sam?
Sam?
Achoo!
Hey!
No fair!
Sam?
Uh-oh, it's the voice.
The cellar is out of bounds.
Sam's not in here. I'm my mom. I'm really dad. I'm really not in here. Sam's not in here.
Come on out. You're not playing fairly.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
I suppose I'm heading to the penalty box now, huh?
You just need a little time out. That's all.
Try to see things my way. Do I have what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Stevie Wonder at the top of the news today. Biff the Sportsman. This guy lives sports 24 hours a day. And Coward Hossell is live on location with a story. Coward!
Coward Hossell here outside Biff the Sportsman's house, which just happens to be shaped like a giant football. He's supposed to be here.
Hiya, buddy.
Biff, it's glad
just hold on there. We'll get to the interview when the big football game is over. Pass it! Pass it! Oh, come on! Yes! Way to go!
incredible house, Biff, you got here. Chairs made out of old footballs, a table made of baseballs and hockey sticks, lamps from golf clubs. Sports really is your life, huh?
Atta, baby! Atta, baby! Don't mess it up now. Oh, no.
We may have to try this again later. Back to you, Bob.
All right.
Sounds like his team is winning. Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Thanks, Bob. It's snowy, windy, and gray here in Zucchini Land. It's a bit chilly. But after all, that's what winter's all about. Stay warm. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Well, Sam's still in the penalty box, so I guess it's my turn to be the seeker.
Okay, I'll go hide. And make sure you count to 100.
All right, already. I will.
And don't look back.
I won't. Here I go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 14, 17, 18, 24, 28. Molly, you made me lose count. Now I gotta start over. Let's see, 12, 34, 56, 10, 20, 25, 26, 40, 50, 62, 74, 75, 85, 90, 91, 96, 97, 100! Ready or not, here I come!
Jack!
Yikes! It's the voice again.
You seem to have skipped a few numbers, counting to 100.
I'm sorry. I'm not very good at math.
Nice try. Say hello to Sam for me while you're in the penalty box.
What's going on?
It's a long story. I gotta go.
Let's just say Jack's going to keep Sam company for a while and practice counting to 100.
Oh, I see. Huh, maybe another contestant has arrived. It's Susan.
Hi, Steve.
Would you like to play hide and seek?
Where are Jack and Sam?
Well, they had a problem following their own rules and...
Penalty box?
Yep.
Well, I'd love to play, but I've got to warn you that I'm not very good at it.
Well, that makes two of us. Who cares anyway? I'm playing because I love it.
The first day of practice, it was easy to see. Our soccer team wasn't all it could be. The coach kicked the ball out, said, "Let's have some fun." Some kid yelled out, "Watch me hit a home run." Our first game that week, it was quite a surprise. We were losing 6-0 before we opened our eyes. The score was 12-0 at the end of the day. Our coach called us over, and I heard him say, "Sometimes you lose, and sometimes you win. They knock you down, just get up again. You've done your best, then don't be ashamed. You play for the love of the game." So we showed up the next week, all ready to play. But wouldn't you know, it went the same way. Their team scored first, then again and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Week after week, it was always the same. We never scored, we lost every game. The other teams won, the other teams cheered, and the voice of my coach just rang in my ears, saying, "Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. They knock you down, just get up again. If you've done your best, then don't be ashamed, 'cause you play for the love of the game." 8 games we've lost, how many more? Some kid asked our coach, "What's it feel like to score?" But still I show up on each Saturday, 'cause I like to run and I love to play. Last game of the season, what could be worse? Our team in last, their team in first. They're big and fast, we're small and slow. Who picked these teams? That's what I want to know. Their team scored first, but then we held fast. We stayed in position, sometimes we passed. With time running out, looked like they'd win. I centered the ball, Todd kicked it in. The ref blew the whistle, the game was all done. The score was all tight, but it felt like we'd won. Our coach screamed and shouted, he yelled, "Way to go!" I said, "Hey coach, calm down, don't you know? Sometimes you lose, and sometimes you win. They knock you down, just get up again. You've done your best, then don't be ashamed, 'cause you played for the love of the game. 'Cause you played for the love of the game."
A song from Bill Harley. Okay, Steve, you hide and I'll count.
All right.
Good to be out of there.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, Steve.
You're back.
Hey,
and we learned our lesson. Great. I have an idea. Now that everybody's here and we understand the rules,
yeah,
how about a good old-fashioned game of Ring Alivio 1-2-3?
Ring Alivio 1-2-3?
Do you think we'll have trouble learning how to play it?
Nah, it's just a bit more complicated than hide and seek.
Is that a fact?
guess it's a fact. If you can prove it to me, yes, it's a fact. If it's plain to see, like 2 plus 2 is always 4, it won't be no less or no more. Like the birds in the sky, they got wings to fly. And the opposite of rich is poor. Yes, it's a fact. If you can prove it to me, yes, it's a fact. If it's plain to see. For instance, if you throw a ball up into the sky, it will always come back to the ground. Like the sun and the moon way up above. Like the tires on my bike, they are round. Yes, it's a fact. If you can prove it to me, yes, it's a fact. If it's plain to see. But the way that I think and the way that I feel, it's my opinion if you know what I mean. Yes, the thoughts of my own can't be etched in stone unless everyone else agrees. Yes, it's a fact. If you can prove it to me, yes, it's a fact. If it's plain to see. Yes, I think that the sky looks pretty at night, and then kind of scary too. That's my opinion, you know, you don't have to agree. That's totally up to you. Yes, it's a fact. If you can prove it to me, yes, it's a fact. If it's plain to see.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Ready for a game of Ring Alivio. Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Jack speaking.
This is Mrs. Sweet Tooth calling.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Sweet Tooth. How's the candy business?
Sweet, very sweet. I was hoping you boys could play a nice, peaceful song for me.
Got one right here from Neil Young called Deep Forbidden Lake.
On the lake, the deep forbidden lake, the old boats go gliding by. And the leaves are falling from the trees and landing on the logs, and I see the turtles heading for the ball and fall. They make the water splash, and feeling no backlash, they climb the happy banks. On the boats, the old and creaky boats, the shoreline goes gliding by. And the wind that was a dying up the door.
On the coast, the long and tempting coast, the cards on the table lie, and a speech so eloquent in reach was made by a passerby. Passing by the way between here and left behind me, and it ripples through the crowds who run and cast their doubts in the deep forbidden lake.
Show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
Gold Rush 1440 in Lawrence, New Zealand.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1272. And click on the fun stuff icon for some neat game ideas.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. And written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I'm tired.
Well, hide and seek is tiring.
Yeah.
Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Hundreds of thousands of Haitian children suffer from acute malnutrition. It's a long-standing crisis driven by poverty, civil unrest, and weather disasters made worse by global warming.
As a pediatrician, I felt like if I could do something, I should do something.
20 years ago, Dr. Patricia Wolf started Meds and Food for Kids. The nonprofit makes vitamin-fortified peanut paste used to treat malnutrition. For the past decade, the work's been based at a small factory in northern Haiti. It employs local residents